Hello. This is Nicole Hunter from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine, February 2018 edition. And on the cover of this particular edition is Oprah Winfrey, Ava DuVernay, and Storm. Looks like she's a newcomer. Some of the topics that we're going to cover in this article are going to be as follows. Looks like we're going to cover, and I'm getting to the page, yes. So, from A Different World, visionary director Ava DuVernay, dynamic newcomer Storm Reid, and venerable Maven, Oprah Winfrey open up about A Wrinkle in Time, which is their next escapades, and the power of imagination. Then we're also going to talk about STEM's New Guard. This is where 15 black women are leading the charge in advancing scientific innovation. We're also going to cover The Strength of a Woman in an exclusive excerpt from her new book. Activist Patrice Kahn Coolers recounts how tragedy, heartbreak, and determination led to the birth of the Black Lives Matter movement. And then finally, we're going to cover Gaga for Gugu. Actress Gugu Mbatha-Raw channels some of the beautiful souls she's long admired. So let's go ahead and get started. A letter from the editor. Magical thinking. After the emotional and cultural tsunami that was 2017, we all could use a heaping service of hope. Thankfully, two of this year's most highly anticipated movies, both with African-American directors at the helm, will soon be hitting theaters worldwide. A-list talent from one of them, A Wrinkle in Time, graces this month's cover, both Wrinkle and Black Panther, which also debuts this winter. Encourage us to believe in the magic that is within us. We're allowed to imagine a world where the possibilities are endless, where our sense of self and centeredness are undeniable. Of course, these are fictional realms, and we have to be present in the real world that we have inherited. I think it's important then that we have faith in our ability to make our own magic wherever we are. Whether it's renovating the basement into a roller skating rink party, which is one of my favorites, a viral videos of 2017, or exploring a wide range of opportunities like the 15 black women we feature in our package on STEM's New Guard. And yes, even transforming the minds of our young people, who will see themselves reflected on the big screen this winter in ways I couldn't even imagine dreaming of when growing up. I am sure all will have an indelible impact. Seeing is believing. Let's resolve to celebrate every victory, big and small, in 2018. Write and tell me the ways you are making the world a magical place for you, for your community, and for all those you love. Stay in touch. Vanessa K. DeLuca, Editor-in-Chief. And she can, you can find her on Twitter at Vanessa_K. DeLuca, Instagram at Vanessa_K. DeLuca, and at email Vanessa@essence.com. K. Luca is spelled K-D-E-L-U-C-A. Okay, so let's get started with the first article. And it looks like it's What's on Your Mind. So Essence, they love hearing from you. They say to keep sending your feedback and all things Essence via Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, email, letter in the mail on Essence. And this is some of the quotes that from social media of the November issue of what some people wrote in, such as, quote, in your genes was most definitely true. If you don't know your family's health history, then you won't know what may be going on in your body. And that was from at Miss Hair Guru 47. Another quote was, quote, "What a journey to greatness. Linda Spradley Dunn, natural born leader, thank you for showing the way and creating space. Hashtag Odyssey Media, hashtag in the black." And that was from at Diane Lemon, end quote. And then another quote was, "Can't figure out why the new sisterhood isn't being shared more. And mainstream media don't ever say you can't find black entrepreneurs. The 50 black founders to watch." And that was quoted by at Talent Diva. And the most liked quote on their Instagram reads as follows. "Think like a queen. A queen is not afraid to fail. Failure is another stepping stone to greatness." So some of the essence looks like that they have on their beauty session is some of the 20 black-owned brands that are loved. So these top-notch companies are further proof that black is truly beautiful. One of the things that they love is, number one, Three Notes Skincare. It's initially conceived to combat adult acne. The company now promotes holistic healing to beauty from head to toe. And that is by Pink Clay and D-May Facial Cleanser. That's priced at $26. Number two on the list is Beneath Your Mask. Enjoy luxe ingredients sourced from 25 countries and packaged in dark violet, maroon glass, which energetically activates the botanical formulas. Indulge Total Body Elux, and that's priced at $90. And then number three, S. Dot Beauty. Although the handcrafted products from this Harlem-based biz are whipped up in small batches, they deliver big results for your body and hair. And that is can be purchased at s.beauty.com for $18. It's called Curlspiration Curl Defining Gel. And then you have on the list, number four, is the NASA Myricks Beauty. And that is the innovative formulas and eye-catching colors and perfect for makeup pros and novices. And that's waterproof cushion color and liquid lilac. And that can be purchased at Danessa Amy Ricks Beauty.com. Again, that's Danessa, as in, I'll spell it all. So it's DanessaMyricks Beauty. .com. And number five, we're just going to go over, you know, five of these on the list, the top five. And number five is Liha. So we're more than happy to pay an extra shipping fee to get our hands on this UK-based outfit's cold-pressed shea butter and coconut oil creations. And it's called Gold Shea Butter, which is priced at $27, and it can be purchased at lihabeauty.co.uk. Again, it's, you know, across the waters in the United Kingdom where this can be purchased at. And I'll spell the website again. So it's lihabeauty.co.uk. Okay, so let's move on to some other news. And we'll stay in the beauty section. And this one has to do with hyperpigmentation. So you need to protect your investment. Use these products at night and then apply sunscreen and an antioxidant-rich moisturizer in the morning to keep the progress going. So almost everyone deals with skin discoloration. Here's what to do about it. So it seems as if most of your friends are struggling with hyperpigmentation. They are. Dark spots, circles, and patches are some of the most common skin issues affecting people of color. Seven Brown, an esthetician and the owner of Harlem Skin and Laser Clinic in New York City, says 90% of her clients seek solutions for hyperpigmentation. Anything that causes friction, heat or pressure to the skin activates melanin and can subsequently make a dark spot, Brown explains. For example, popping pimples and getting extractions during facials and prime factors in the skin discoloration. How do you combat it? Look for an item packed with vitamin C, retinol, and enzymes. In addition, products that contain nourishing ingredients like shea butter allow the active components to work their magic without irritation. And make sure your selection is right for your skin type. Antioxidants such as beta hydroxy acid, also known as BHA, work well on oily skin, while plant-based formulas such as skinceuticals, phyto plus serum are great for sensitive skin. And Brown has the best news of all. Hyperpigmentation can definitely be treated and overcome with the right product combination. So that's good to know. And some of the products they have listed on here is Paula's Choice, for example, and that can be purchased at paulas.com. It looks like it's a dark spot eraser, and it's priced for $27. Another product that they have on here, it looks like it's Olay, which you can actually purchase this at a drugstore. It's called Regeneris Luminous Tone Perfecting, and that's priced also at $27. So let's move on to Scene. Looks like this is the next section of this magazine for this month. Why Jason is born for this. So from Straight Outta Compton to the shy Jason Mitchell, his response to the simple question, how are you, is quite epic. I'm amazing. Jason Mitchell says, life is delicious right now. Since his spot on portrayal of the late rapper Eazy-E in 2015's Straight Outta Compton, the New Orleans native hasn't skipped a beat. This year, he followed with the Netflix period drama Mudbound, and now he's taking on primetime in the much-talked-about Showtime series, The Chi, which premieres... or it actually premiered January 7th, and it was created, written, and executive produced by Lena Waithe. The program is about her beloved but troubled Illinois hometown. For Mitchell, the show is a perfect fit. Brandon is the first of my characters to mirror my life, says the 31-year-old actor, who, like his on-screen persona, has lost someone close to violence and chases his dream despite the odds. Both know their way around the kitchen. I worked as a cook before I started acting. I didn't need a stunt double. Mitchell is aware that finding one's gift is a blessing. Admittedly, he felt uncertain about the future when, soon after he graduated from high school, Hurricane Katrina wreaked havoc on his city. Then at 23, he bet on himself by enrolling in an actor's workshop. That was the turning point. I feel like this trajectory was chosen for me, he says. If I'd written my own story, it would have been or have not been this good. God has really been putting his hands on me. Another part of the Scene topic is under entertainment is... on cable comedy's new royalty. Jessica Williams and Phoebe Robinson's Two Dope Queens podcast turned TV special crowns the next generation of storytellers. So for Phoebe Robinson, age 33, and Jessica Williams, age 28, they're past to co-hosting the wildly popular Two Dope Queens podcast were atypical. Growing up, I never wanted to do comedy, says Cleveland native Robinson, a former consultant on Comedy Central's Broad City and staff writer on MTV's Girl Code. I thought I was going to work in film and write serious movies that were going to win Oscars. Raised in L.A., Williams began acting at age 15 and starred in the short-lived Nickelodeon series, Just for Kids. I wasn't exactly the aesthetic of the roles that made, I wasn't exactly the aesthetic of the roles made for black women, where you had everybody who was beautifully, traditionally thin remembers Williams. Especially since I've been 6 feet tall since I was 15. Things shifted when Williams switched to sketch comedy, appearing in the web series UCB Comedy Originals and College Humor Originals. In 2012, she became the youngest correspondent in the history of Comedy Central's The Daily Show. There she met Robinson, a stand-up comic who was brought in for a segment on black women in the military. The pair quickly became friends, and Robinson invited Williams to co-host her then-live show, Blaria, a.k.a. Black Daria, where their comedic storytelling caught the attention of WNYC Studios. By that time, Blaria had morphed into two dope queens, another live monthly showcase for stand-ups, especially those with vaginas and melanin. In 2016, WNYC Studios launched Two Dope Queens as a podcast. The millennials' conversation-style humor has now garnered them not one, but four HBO specials. Jess and I really wanted to keep them like the podcast, says Robinson. This month, Two Dope Queens, written by Insecure producer and writer Amy Anibal, will air each week starting February 2nd. The program begins with quirky banter between Williams and Robinson and then transitions into routines from three comedians. People of color are so different, says Williams, who starred in Netflix film The Incredible Jessica James. Now in black narratives, people are asking to be represented as a little bit more offbeat or queer or just different. There's room for nuance in our experience. That's the point of telling or having awesome and diverse stand-ups and storytellers. So a few of their funniest friends in their HBO specials, the hilarious duo shared the stage with fellow stars, such as stand-up comic Michelle Bluto brings her own hashtag black girl magic. Scene stealer is Titus Burgess. Real life storytelling is more gut busting. Bart loving Uzo Aduba's humorous side shines. And then finally, Grace and Frankie's Baron Vaughn returns to his stage roots. So, you know, again, this is something to look forward to, which I actually have never heard of both of these ladies, the Two Dope Queens. Again, that is going to be aired on, looks like, their podcasts. So, that's good to know. So it's something to, you know, like I said, look forward to. Looks like it's already, it started airing last month. So let's move on to issues. I actually love this section where it talks about the issues that are going on in, you know, the community. 10 things that we're talking about is what the title of it. So number one, what we're talking about is leading the charge. On September the 6th, 2017, maximum strength category 5 Hurricane Irma slammed into the Caribbean islands of St. John and St. Thomas. Less than a month later, Hurricane Maria barreled through the region and with equal intensity. When the rain and wind died down, the three major territories that make up the U.S. Virgin Islands were, devastated, leaving a predominantly black population in despair. In the days of following the monstrous storms, a cohort of black women emerged with one mission: to prioritize the people largely ignored by mainstream media and restore the American territory to its former glory. Mona Barnes, Deanna James, Diane Parrott, Darice Plaskett, Congresswoman Stacey Plaskett, and Anita Roberts rolled up their sleeves and got to work, from moving hospital patients to safety to being a voice for Islanders. These dynamic women exemplify the very spirit of hashtag Black Girl Magic. Number two of what we're talking about is making strides. So new data from the Reflective Democracy Campaign shows that while white men make up just 30% of the U.S. population, they account for 65% of elected officials. Thankfully, things may be changing as several new elected African Americans took office in January. Wins include Sheila Oliver, who assumed her position as New Jersey's lieutenant governor. Number three on the list of trending topics of what we're talking about is a rich tradition. We have long revered HBCUs for their role in nurturing the best and brightest among us. Now, the history of these institutions will be in the spotlight when Tell Them We Are Rising, a project by famed documentarian Stanley Nelson, premieres February 19th on PBS. The film is one of the first to chronicle these institutes of learning and their importance to the Black community. I am going to make sure that I put that on my calendar because I actually graduated from HBCU also. So again, that's going to be February 19th on PBS, and it's called Tell Them We Are Rising. It's a documentary on HBCUs. And then number four on the list is breaking barriers. Toy company Mattel is cracking the mold and embracing the evolving national landscape. This fall, the California-based manufacturer is releasing a hijab-wearing doll for the first time ever. Modeled after Olympian Ibiza Ma, or I hope I'm saying her name correctly, but her last name is Muhammad, the newest Barbie joins one celebrating Ava DuVernay, Zendaya, and Misty Copeland in the company's She-Ros collection. Number five on the list is digital learning. On February 22nd, the National World War II Museum will host a 50-minute webcast titled Fighting for the Right to Fight: African American Experiences in World War II. The electronic field trip will expose students to the story of 1.2 million Black Americans who fought for victory on the world stage and equality at home. To register, you're going to have to visit national www2museum.org. Again, that's national www2museum.org. Number six on the list is a quote. My focus is on trying to expose the way that that racial inequality is maintained through official policy and action. But I don't just write that it exists. I try to expose how it happens. I try to expose the connection to history and how people are doing things to maintain it. End quote. And that was from the New York Times Magazine writer in 2017, MacArthur genius Nicole Hannah Jones, on the basis of her work. Number seven on the trending topics list is funding the future. So in 2013, Philadelphia shuttered about 10% of its public schools, leaving African Americans among those negatively affected by the shutdowns. In hopes of closing the educational equality gap, the Fund for the School District of Philadelphia established a web-based giving platform, Philly Fundamentals, that allows public schools to raise money. And number eight on the list is rebuilding Detroit. Black real estate developers in the Motor City are receiving a lifeline thanks to a $5 million program offered by Capital Impact Partners. The Equitable Development Initiative, which received a $500,000 investment from J.P. Morgan Chase, will provide financing and training to help increase the number of minority developers who participate in the city's revitalization. Number 9 on the list is representation matters. Google is making good on its promise to bring more diversity to the tech field. The technology giant announced a $1 million grant to the Hidden Genius Project, an Oakland-based group that mentors black boys and aims to shift public perception of computer scientists. The grant money will be used to expand the organization into other cities and inspire more young people. And then finally, number 10, For Us, By Us. After a $150,000 fundraising effort by Sabrina Madison, the Progress Center for Black Women is opening in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison will use the center to help women of color with professional development and entrepreneur pursuits and small business loans. My goal is to have more black women in positions of power, she says. So again, that's, you know, from our trending topics. And on to the next section, which is on, it's called Report. Game, Set, Match. So in 2017, ESPN SportsCenter host Jemele Hill saw her star career suddenly dim. Now back and refocused, she explains why she still lives with no regrets. So last year should have been the happiest one of Jemele Hill's life. After working professionally as a sports journalist for 20 years and spending the last 11 steadily sharpening her skills at ESPN's sprawling campus in Bristol, Connecticut, the 42-year-old finally received the dream assignment. Hill and her co-host Michael Smith were hand-chosen to bring their personalities and the chemistry they displayed in their popular His and Hers sports program to SC6, the holy grail of SportsCenter's primetime 6 p.m. spot. Years of constantly proving herself to be just as capable, just as knowledgeable, and just as eloquent as the men around her seemed to finally pay off. Even black women who weren't sports fans recognized the enormity of this breakthrough moment. Like many of us, she was never supposed to make it this far. Born in Detroit, Hill was raised on welfare by a single mother who struggled with substance abuse. The one mainstay was her grandmother, Naomi Webb, whom Hill calls her rock. After taking a high school journalism class and serving as an apprentice at the Detroit Free Press, she was hooked. In 2006, she was hired as a columnist for ESPN.com, where she grew her fan base and sealed the respect of ESPN's top brass, her coworkers, and peers. It appeared everything was going well until this past September, when Hill sent a series of tweets, one of which said, "President Trump is the most ignorant, offensive president of my lifetime." Looks like that I'm going to stop right here, but, you know, make sure that you stay tuned for next week. Again, you know, like I said, we've run out of time for this episode of Essence Magazine, and be sure to listen next time. I hope that you've enjoyed it. My name is Nicole Hunter, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for blind and print impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleRadioReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.